We're going to have to edit this out.
Hey, Anthony, where'd you get this podcasting stuff from?
It fell off the back of a truck.
Breaking Bread is back, and we're on the road today.
That's right.
Courtesy of Sal the Voice.
It's Breaking Schfoyadel tonight at Fortunato Brothers. We're here with...
Sir, yes, sir.
Biagio, thank you for hanging out here.
My pleasure.
Double for us today.
That's fine with me. Anytime I get to see you guys, it's always a good
come
day.
Oh,
aww.
Love you, Biagio.
He didn't say that about anyone. He loves us.
Everyone besides Anthony. And Craig. I love Craig.
Craig, Brent really is the best.
Yes.
You call him Brent?
Yes.
Baby Brent? Baby Brent in the house.
Brent.
No.
Love it.
That might be new now.
Listen, ever since I met Chad, I knew he was a great guy. So I love working.
Everybody loves Chad.
Everybody loves Chad. But everybody loves Joe Gambino, Big Joe Gambino.
That's true. That's very true. And everybody loves Big Joe.
I heard that rumor. All the way from Astoria, he's graced us tonight. Thank you for coming.
Anytime. My pleasure. I have to ask Joe. Ask what?
Did you drive the Sorento over here tonight?
I did, and I parked illegally.
Right
in front of the place.
That is the most Joe Gambino thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Parked illegally with the Kia, cigarette in mouth, right?
That's right.
Luckily, it's Williamsburg. We don't give tickets here.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Well, they'll give you a ticket if you pull up in an EX, but he's got the SXL Prestige.
No, top of the line. I'm talking about top of the line.
Top of the line. What do you get in the SXL Prestige when you get the Sorento?
Well,
because that's the top of the line.
That's the top of the line. Well, I bought mine at North Star Kia, and that's it. Just go over there. Tell them Big Joe sent you.
Just go to North Star Kia. Tell them Big Joe sent you.
That's all you got to do.
On that.
Well, it depends on what you want and what vehicle you want, but you're going to get something. You mention my name, you get something. That's a guarantee.
You know what I'm a little miffed about with Kia? They had a really beautiful thing going with the K900.
I think
Kia made this car. It was based on the Genesis platform with Hyundai, right?
Very beautiful.
Which is great. Rear wheel drive V8 sedan.
Nice.
Wow. LeBron James had one famously and drove it. Kia gave LeBron James a press car because he was doing the promotion with Kia. And LeBron actually drove the car every day. He loved it.
Isn't that the one where the basketball player dunked over?
That was the commercial?
No, it was in the slam dunk contest.
I don't recall exactly.
Oh, he dunked over a Kia?
He jumped over a Kia.
It might have been.
Greg, you got
to
look that
that's
up.
That's a long way to go, a K900.
Oh, right over.
It's a long way. You're talking about a long wheelbase car with a 430 horsepower
V8. Jumped right over.
Unbelievable.
Uh-huh. Basketball player. It was a slam dunk competition.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was going to be like top of the game.
So did I.
Yeah,
that was
big. Blake Griffin jumps over a Kia and wins 2011.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is. You know your history, Sal.
I love cars, Joe, and that's I think what struck me about you the most was your love for your car.
And that's all I was doing. I was just explaining to, the love I have for my car. And,
right.
You know what the features I like about it, and it just exploded.
How you gravitated towards the Sorento.
Right.
How did that happen, though? Like, did you just, like, buy, like, a Kia one day or, like, a friend told you about it? Like,
we're looking where at Kia. Relationship... First of all, we're talking about Kias. We're not talking about the Kias 10 years ago, even 5 years ago.
We're not talking about a Cephea.
No, definitely not.
We're not talking about an Optima.
Well, see, that's what people don't understand.
I have that, like, ingrained in my head, like, when I think
of
Kia.
No. I wouldn't be driving that.
This guy's talking about a first-gen Sportage with the fifth wheel on the back.
I'm going to be honest with you. The Sorento I drive reminded me of my Mercedes E-Class because I had a panoramic roof on the 350. So when I saw that on the Kia, I says, wow, this reminds me of my Benz.
Right.
So I bought it.
Really?
Yeah. And you're talking about something that's you know, much more serviceable than an E-Class.
Oh, you better believe it.
E-Class 100%. Is a great car.
Yeah.
Benz is always a great car. But,
yeah.
I mean, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Exactly. When it runs out, go
the build
pocket.
Quality of the new Kias, those Koreans got it down.
They got it down pat. It's a solid car. Absolutely.
Nice sound deadening inside. Everything's
both,
covered in leather.
Speakers. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry about that.
Joe's a popular guy. I told you.
Shut this off. But it's a nice car.
I got to tell you the truth. I like the Telluride.
The Telluride.
Telluride.
Like the big, the three row.
That is a great
I need a
truck.
Third row. I got two kids.
Yeah. Well, not,
the Sorento's got a third row.
It does, but it's not as big as the Telluride.
Your kids are small.
Yeah, but they're big problems.
You got two girls. How are they problems?
A 4 and 8-year-old. I mean, they have big problems. Little girls have big problems.
We were talking about this before. I said if if God blesses me with daughters, I'm going to become broke. Because they it was one of his daughters, older daughter says, I want to go to Disney. His younger daughter says, I want to go to Hawaii. How do you make them decide?
And then they want to go to Hawaii, Disney in Hawaii. So.
Why that might be the value option at this point, Disney and Hawaii.
100%.
Yeah. But how do you can't say no.
You learn to tell them no because it's always yes. So you learn to say.
Well, Disney World I can see you accommodate, but Hawaii that's 11 hours on the plane, bro.
I think it's 14.
It is a long. Oh, okay.
I don't like sitting on a plane 3 hours.
I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
14 hours without a cigarette, I go nuts.
Going to LA was like a lot for me. Like I was going stir crazy.
Really? And yeah. That's a 6 hour flight.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait till you go to Italy.
Yeah, nine hours just to your first destination. Then you got to connect if you're going someplace smaller. We did the ETA Airways. My wife and I we just came back from Europe, so we did ETA Airways. We did the lie flat seats in the front.
God, that's the way to travel, bro.
That long a flight, you gotta.
Oh yeah.
I feel like you gotta.
Yeah. Cocooned in your own little capsule.
Right.
You,
don't talk to me.
Good.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I flew that with Mo. That was interesting.
She made sure side by side things in LA.
Two, and then somebody was stuck in the back in the coach or in the you know where the suitcases are.
Oh, they put Brandon in the back.
I thought it was Brent. We call him Brandon.
Sure.
Brandon, whatever it is, Guy. We're gonna call you Guy.
What the fuck?
Sup, Guy?
Guy, what's up, Guy?
Here's a big man. I'm gonna travel with him.
Joe. What is that person's name right there?
I don't know. I just kind of feel bad that a couple months ago, I put him in a freezer for ketchup on a pizza.
He's still alive. He's good.
Wait, so we have to address one thing. On this podcast. The Scopa tournament is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's actually Sunday.
Sunday.
The Scopa tournament is Sunday. Greg has like a beef going on. He said that someone said that he's like a horsey.
A horsey. That's a donkey.
No, I'm using his words.
I do recall someone last year dancing like a horse. Oh, what's this card? The horse card. He started dancing like a horse. I said, who the fuck is this clown?
That's true.
Listen, not for nothing. We
don't. That was
that's
the funniest
not bad.
Thing.
That's funnier.
The they don't even serve hard liquor at the Scopa tournament. No, how did this happen to the horse?
Well, he was learning the game.
Right.
So, no, he was excited. It was a big deal. I didn't even... We played by the book. Like, to a T, didn't take any chances. Like, anyone could have taken advantage, but a couple people made mistakes, and then, you know, it just ended up in our favor. It was luck. Yeah. It was luck. I'll be the first to admit it. A lot of luck.
Okay.
But we did hold our own.
You did. You guys came in fourth. Unlike us.
We held our own, right?
The champs.
We won. So.
The champs. No, I remember
the first Scopa tournament I went to. You wiped the floor with my aunts, Cynthia and Netta.
Yes.
That's right. And they were like convinced you cheated and everything.
They were convinced.
There was
sounds
scandal.
Like an Italian thing.
There was scandal.
A lot of scandal going on.
It was very angry for a tournament where there really is, you know, no tremendous prize.
100%.
Right.
It's all
bragging rights.
All bragging rights.
I mean, as Scopa is at any point, I see what you're doing. You're way into it.
Oh, I love it. I love the game.
And you're like, you're quick. And I think that's part of it is the reaction time with Scopa.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Plus, I had a very good partner. You know, I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I mean, last year I hyped it up a lot. I says, you know, I was going to win the tournament, and I did. But the truth is that I haven't played that game before that tournament in about 7 years.
Wow.
So,
really?
Just
5 minutes like, before the tournament like riding a bike. Started, Sabino goes to me, where's your partner? I said, I don't know. I said, I feel like you should have been here already. Joe's always late, so. I call him, I'm like, Joe, where
traffic.
Are you? He's like, oh, I'm coming, I'm looking for a parking spot.
Traffic, Astoria.
He parks the car, I meet him outside, he's smoking a cigarite. So I said, Joe, you ready? He goes, I gotta tell you the truth. I haven't played in forever.
Wow.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
We talk about a natural talent.
This was the prelude to the tournament. Joe hasn't played in 7 years, showed up 5 minutes before.
This was 5 minutes before we started.
And you guys took the chip.
And I said,
ran away.
Don't worry. Just, it'll come to you.
We have the trophy here, no?
The trophy is here.
We do.
Yes, it's in the window in the showcase. So We're going to keep it there. We're going to show it again.
Absolutely.
After Sunday, because we're going to win it again.
Yes. We're going to put two of them.
I believe it.
And as the years progress, you're going to have a whole shelf full of first place trophies, I believe.
I'm going to have to start putting them on the places.
Well, you know, one over here, one over there.
One over here. Put one in the Panini shop.
Okay.
We'll give it to Sabino.
We'll put them all over Brooklyn.
See, you know, and as confident as Biagio is, when you see him in action, it's like watching a championship poker player.
No, it's a machine.
You're zoned
in.
He's
a machine.
Right?
He's a machine.
Zoned in, silent.
100%.
Like,
so I literally sit there and clear my mind out.
You're all strategy.
And it's all strategy. And
it is, 100%.
You just got to focus on it, and you start seeing the cards, and you remember what comes in and out. And you go along, and you go, that's it. I mean, it comes.
You got to remember, Italian cards have only 40 in a deck, as opposed to American cards that are 52.
Yeah.
So, yeah, easier remembering the cards. But in a four tournament, when four people are playing, you get into the rhythm. You get into the rhythm. And when he started going to the rhythm, I started getting into the rhythm. And it was just...
You feed off each other.
Like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Like Sam and Dave.
It's on.
Wow.
And let's hope that happens on Sunday.
Italian Sam and Dave of Scopa.
I don't know. What do I look like? More Sam, more Dave?
Wait, so like Biagio, like if you actually kind of think about it, like, you know, I know we were just talking about Joe. This is in your blood. I mean, you were born and raised in like a coffee shop. I mean, playing Scopa, playing cards is in your blood, no?
Yes. In the coffee shop, we kept it professional.
Yeah.
There's no card games going on
here. You know what I mean. 100%. Yeah, for fun.
What about outside?
Outside's a different story.
Okay. Yeah.
Being in the social club, hanging out, you know, I mean, when we were in high school. I mean,
oh, yeah.
So we've been doing this since we were in high school. I mean, this is insane. At this point, it just comes second nature.
I started going to the private coffee shops with my uncle when I was like 15 years old, just watching them play cards, and it was just like second nature.
Wow. So you're naturals.
100%. Yeah.
Really? That's what it's. It was just like picking up a bicycle for you last year.
That's it. That's all it is. Like riding a bike, and then
wow,
into the emotion. That's it.
That's a real threat because there are people who are seriously preparing for this and like practicing doing... and you guys are just like
some people break their hands on tables.
It's just another Sunday afternoon to you.
Oh yeah,
you know who that is.
Oh, we know who that is. There's a lot of people saying that we were flukes. That Big Joe won last year was the biggest fluke of the year.
Fluke.
I know, and you guys know who it is because he wrote it all over social media.
Oh, no.
We'll fix him.
Who is this?
Me.
He's a little guy.
Can you tell me about him? Do you know who we're talking about?
I honestly don't know.
You know, his first name starts with an R. I'm not going to tell you the whole name.
Oh, are you
figure it out?
Are you talking about the initials RL? And we're not talking about Ralph Lauren.
No, we're not talking about Ralph Lauren. The little guy.
The little guy.
Who I personally love.
Rocco?
Oh, he talks a lot of
smack. I love Rocco.
Really?
I love Rocco,
great
too.
Guy.
So tell him, what's the beef? What was the drama?
It's not really a beef. He just likes to break my chops and go on Instagram.
In his defense, we played him first.
That's right.
We played him and Marco.
Yeah, spanked
so you eliminated them immediately.
From which one?
That's right.
IFTV.
Yes.
That's why he's so mad.
No comment. Yeah, they accused us of cheating too.
So we played them the first round, first game.
Real Marco and Rocco, real Italians.
Yeah. Italians, and they won the first hand 4-0.
Yeah,
and they.
That's what happened to us. That's what happened to us.
4-0. They were 4-0, and they thought that this was going to be a cakewalk. And I think we left them at 4. So
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. So they immediately accused you guys.
No, not us. And us. They accuse them.
Oh.
Because when you have one guy calling it.
But they were sour about you guys moving on.
Very sour.
You got a horsey over here.
So is your goal now, do you know if you're up against them right off the bat again or?
Well, I'm not sure how the roster is.
They're going to pick the seating on their own, I think.
Yeah.
I think that, yes. I don't know how he's doing it, but.
Do you think you'll go for them first as like an easy kill?
We're going
to
go for it.
Or just to shut their mouths up right away, right out the gate.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Who would you rather play like a tough team first, or would you rather wait till the end? Or like, would you rather get it out of the way as soon as possible?
I don't think it matters. It
doesn't matter.
If you had a preference, like, would you rather get them out of the way 1-2-3?
If I have a preference, I want the rematch from last year.
Me?
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. I want the rematch from last year.
Really?
Yes. I want.
So we're putting that on the books.
I want the rematch from last year, the one that we won it.
Right.
That way we can start it real quick.
Yeah, I agree.
He knows already. He's gonna be screaming, the little guy.
Wow.
So we're gonna be good for that.
It's called out.
It's really Rocco that has this little tiff with us. It's other people, like Mo, for example. Mo didn't have a partner last year.
Really?
So he couldn't play. But he talks so much smack. You know, my nono told me.
Is he
game.
Playing this year?
I hope so, because
he's
I like
not playing.
He's not.
Yeah,
see,
that's he's not.
My whole entire life on the line.
Well,
he's
last
not
year, last year it was supposed to be him and Kush.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then I think Kush was in L.A.
Yes, that's
and
right.
He was just there and he was complaining that to be
so
like
what
a
if Kush ain't there he can't play.
I don't. I don't think
that also might have complicated.
Probably, no, he wasn't late.
No. He was there. He was there.
Yeah, he's there, but he's never played.
So you want the rematch? You're gonna go for it,
yes.
Right? But you guys, you have no.
We'll take the draw, however it comes.
Yeah.
At that point, it's
there is a person that not that I fear, but I think it's gonna be a little bit of a challenge. I don't know if you know, Rocco from L'Incontro will be there.
Wow, really? Rocco Sacramone.
Rocco really? Sacramone. And he belongs to my social club. I'm a very dear friend of mine, family friend for years. I know since I was a kid.
Makes amazing food.
And I play yeah.
Excellent.
Amazing
food. Yeah.
Trattoria L'Incontro on
Dittmar's
in Astoria. First. Really good.
Great restaurant. The problem is I play with him at the social club, and he wipes the floor with me. So
yeah.
I'm a little intimidated by him. So we have to really work on that.
Wipes the floor with you?
With me. I mean,
me.
Who's his partner?
I don't know yet. But...
He's a natural born.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
If it's another off the boat guy, that might be a big challenge.
You know, so.
Speaking of off the boat, is Sal off the boat coming?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't spoken to anyone about it, but.
He's Nabilidan. He should have.
Nabilidan to the core.
He's Nabilidan. You got to watch out. You got the signs going.
Yeah.
Everything else.
Did he play last year?
I forgot. No.
I don't think so.
He got married last year, I think.
Okay.
And he wasn't here. I think he was married. He was in Italy. He was getting married.
Yeah, I have a prediction. Mark my words, the next influencer to blow up, like, you know, that's going to make that leap, is Sal off the boat.
And it's, first of all, he's funny, but I think that because he's so unique.
And genuine.
Yeah.
And genuine.
Exactly.
Yes.
Very genuine.
He's
exactly.
Unique and genuine. He's a sweetheart of a guy.
Great guy.
He has... Much like Tommy, Big Tommy, he's got that like iconic voice.
And that persona that you just want to hug.
Right.
Right.
We love Sal. And he's Sal and I are the fellow Long Islanders because Sal moved out to Huntington.
Huntington.
C'è
un bello yard, la red.
I go to Mr. Sausage. The best. He really is. So you think if he's playing, he might be a threat. You're saying.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Well, Joe doesn't think so.
I'm more intimidated by Rocco because I played with Rocco. I didn't play with Sal, so
you think Rocco's coming back with a vent? You think Rocco Sacramone's gonna?
Well, yes,
might take it.
Well, no, I don't see.
Do you think Rocco Laguercio is gonna come back with a vengeance?
Yeah,
from last
he's
year,
gonna,
you think
he's gonna
sharpened
try.
Up his tool?
He's gonna try, but he's. I'm not. I don't worry about him.
Me.
In this game.
Wow.
In this game, it's luck of the cards.
That too.
So there is an element.
Gregor proof of that.
There is an element.
Luck of the draw, as they say.
Luck of the draw. I mean, it's not cheating. We're all Italian.
Let's not call out the whole tournament now.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Let's not get into that.
Easy there, Brent.
Memorizing cards is not considered cheating.
Speaking out loud.
Well, I'm assuming you're allowed to talk to your partner, right?
You can talk to your partner.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What is the difference of me asking him what he has if you're hearing it? It's still got to go through you.
That was Greg's point, was that we were told you were not to talk and other people were talking, and we went through the tournament not talking.
Your situation, it was changed because they were talking in a different language.
True.
Yeah. Because he didn't understand it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. They were talking Italian.
Baba Americana.
No.
Baba Americana.
But you think by now, hanging out with us for about a year or so, you will pick up a word here or there.
Picked it up
because
I had a
10.
He said, "Yeah, I know
Dietz
was
10."
See,
like,
there you go.
Ciao, mi chiamo Dylan.
Ciao. Ciao, mi chiamo Brent.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
I mean, look, like, say the truth. He either looks like he's from Williamsburg or looks like he's from L.A.
He looks like he's from Long Beach.
More of L.A.
Definitely
you're
more L.A.
You're Williamsburg. You're old school. I'm talking about new school Williamsburg.
People that walk in here every day.
Greg,
is there a way that
you're
we
old
edit,
school Williamsburg.
Is there a way that we could edit a picture of Greg into this?
Oh, 100%.
So, Greg.
Awesome.
Look, wait. I'm just going to put it right here. Ready, Sal? Look.
If you look at Greg, right, he has a lot of tattoos. Not many of them go together. So, sorry.
He's about to get another one.
Then.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Greg wears, like, he's somewhere between, like, the.
He got beat up by the Easter Bunny.
The leisure sneakers. Got beat up by the Easter Bunny. He does wear bright colors, pastel colors. So you might think, well, maybe he's a little preppy. Like maybe he's a North Shore guy. right? But then he wears the socks, you know, the ankle high, skater socks.
Calf high and tube socks.
And the adjustable hat. And you think, well, maybe he's a skater guy. Right? And he's also very into food. He's very bohemian. He's very... Greg is very eclectic. He has an eclectic style about him. You don't know...
Yeah, he does.
You don't know if he's like... If he's from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, or Long Beach, California.
Or Lynbrook, right?
You don't know if he's...
Did you say Lynbrook?
If like he's riding his... You don't know if he's riding his longboard to work, or right. he's driving his 1980s diesel Mercedes that's been converted to like vegetable oil. You know? You don't know. You can't really pin him down.
But that being said, you can pull it off.
Craziest thing.
You can pull it off.
Here's the craziest thing. Biagio, Greg drives a nice old school Buick.
Really?
Like a beautiful car.
Yeah, he does.
A Lucerne. Beautiful car. They're based on a DTS.
Yeah.
Nice, comfortable car.
Big car for me.
Feels like a
nice
boat.
Nice big car.
Right, right.
Wasn't that the same car that they found by the Gilgo murder guy?
No, that was an Avalanche.
Oh, that was an Avalanche. Sorry. Sorry, Greg.
So, from now on, anyone driving a GMT 900 Chevy Avalanche is immediately a serial killer.
Yeah, I mean,
after this, yeah.
Watching the big Avalanche get towed away, I was like, wow. Right, now a white Ford Bronco is the OJ Bronco.
Yeah, good point.
What are some tips that you guys have? So obviously this is going to air after the tournament. So what are some tips that you guys have for like a newcomer? Like a new kids on the block want to be in the Scopa tournament. What would you say to them?
Well, I got one. You can't learn the game from an app. That's for sure. Can you?
No.
Okay.
No, I think you,
that's a great. You mean, see what I mean? Like that's a great topic. I feel like a lot of people play the app.
Right.
You need to watch and learn first.
Right. You need to know facial expressions, everything.
It's not a hard game to learn.
No, it's not.
You have to watch to learn.
You
can't just.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't learn it on an app.
You need to learn. Learn what it is. It's a math game. There's four of each suit, four numbers, four cards of each. It's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. The issue is how much you want to gamble and take your shots.
Right.
Yes. Yes. You gotta gamble sometimes.
You know, there is a madness to it. I mean, you know, and they call autos diamonds. So diamonds are a point. You know, there's 10 of them in the thing. Whoever has more points. So it's easy to accumulate 6 if you plan out a strategy of where you're going.
Right.
You know, there's 40 cards. You have 21. You get another point. You know, set the bellow. You know.
That's a point in itself.
That's the Joey Sevens.
Love that card.
It's like he's got 2 of them in his eyes. That's it. Done. another point. And then you have the set down. You know.
Yeah.
Sevens are important. Sixes, eights.
Golds.
Well, that's an issue. Okay. So... it's all about, and then obviously the most important one is the scopes. So yes. You're going to leave them out there.
You're going to get. That can change the tide of a whole game.
I mean, exactly.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Take too much of a shot.
Like, what's your goal? Like, do you want the gold? Do you want the sevens? Do you want
both.
The
scope,
or do you want the most cards?
It's strategic.
Gold sevens.
It's strategic.
No?
Yeah, I mean, golden sevens, yeah. You know, that's guaranteed.
That's the one that you want to be.
Well, if you play with someone who doesn't like to take risks, scopes, you could count them out. Just count them out. You got to go for the setanda, the gold. If you play with someone that likes to take chances.
See, what I like.
Would you say it's more of a game for like the avid blackjack player? Like it's, you know, you got to really worry about math.
So that's a little different. That's a little
because
different.
Because you know what? Sorry to cut you off, Sal, but you know what? In blackjack, everyone plays to beat the dealer.
Correct.
So you could be sitting there and the dealer's got a 3 showing and you make believe he's got to have a 10 underneath. That's a rule of blackjack. So if you stand on 17, you got to hit on 16. You have anything showing, you're standing on 12, 13 because you're not taking the... You want the dealer to bust for the table.
Right.
So the difference is the calculated risk is you want to stay on 13 when he's showing a 3 or you're going to take the hit. Mm-hmm. The problem is that if you bust, he hits, he screws the whole table.
Right.
You know, so you kind of have to play it where... Blackjack is if you play by the numbers of blackjack, good possibility you're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People who take crazy chances on blackjack usually lose. Mm-hmm. So you see a lot of places you can't sit down at the blackjack table with other people because you fuck up their hands.
Yeah.
Right. That's the biggest.
Especially if you don't know what you're doing, they actually really get mad at you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean,
including myself, I actually thrown somebody off the table.
Yeah. I agree with you.
This is why I don't play blackjack.
No, you know what? But you can watch the learn.
Makes me not want to play blackjack.
No, I mean, listen, you can watch him play blackjack. I mean, you go walk into the middle of a shoot. People, blackjack's weird. You like to sit the first suit, the first, you know, the first on the shoot. You want to be the last person before you control the game. I mean, it's all different strategy on that.
What do you like better, blackjack or scopa?
Two different. I mean,
what they're saying is the games are completely different.
They are. You know, I mean, it's apples and oranges at that point. But
what's your earliest memory of scopa?
My grandfather. I was probably learning to count. That's how I learned to count. You know, and you learn the different shapes. One, two, threes, fours. I mean, horses. Back then, yeah, horsies, as he puts them.
Horsies.
You know, by the way, not horsies. They're called ujuch. So, I mean, yeah, those were great, you know, great memories of playing with your, you know, grandfather.
Oh, childhood memories. Absolutely.
Your older daughter's 8 years old. Are you going to start bringing her around the scopa tournaments?
No. First of all, she doesn't like it unless it's got something to do with either, you know, Barbie or some kind of, you know, her own. She's into hockey now, so which is great.
Okay, well, awesome. Okay,
awesome. Yeah. That's Rangers good. Fan.
She's a Ranger fan.
Nice.
Thank God. She's playing roller hockey with the Rangers.
Right.
Now in Long Beach.
It's an up and coming girls' sport too, like field hockey, roller hockey.
She loves it.
I don't want to interrupt you. You see, you're a Ranger fan, Sal.
I am a Ranger.
But you live in Long Island.
I know.
Is it Long Islanders like Islanders?
Yeah.
You know, I probably should like the Islanders and the Mets for that matter.
Right, right.
But I'm a Yankees Rangers fan.
Nice.
And not that I'm a front runner. It's my father's a Yankees Rangers fan. Honestly, I'm a diehard Giants fan, and it's been heartbreak year.
It has been.
I pull out my Giants hat every August.
Yep.
I throw it on.
Imagine how the Jets feel.
Jets fans are becoming like Oakland Raiders fans. Like, the best type of fans in the world have to be Jets fans. Because they paint buses green.
Yes. Yeah, they go a little...
They got some fandom.
Literally, yes. They'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning out in, like, Patchogue, Long Island, and drive all the way to New Jersey to watch their team.
MetLife.
Yeah.
That's
dedication.
That is dedication.
Absolutely.
That is a true fan. My godfather's a Jets fan. Shout out to my Uncle Joe. My godfather is a Jets fan, diehard Jets fan. I don't know how he does it. Okay. New York
Anybody
quarterbacks in the last 10 years. If you didn't have Joe, if you didn't have Biagio, who would be on your Scopa team? We're talking
Ooh. Everyone
from like Brett Favre, Eli, who's the new kid?
Vinny Testaverde?
No. Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah, we're picking quarterbacks here?
Any of the quarterbacks of the New York football teams, we'll even include the Bills, of the last 10 years. To have on your Scopa team, who do you think is?
It's not that rough.
No.
No. I mean, you want to kind of keep the Italian. We go Vinny Testaverde.
You
want to keep it Italian.
Okay.
You know.
Right. You don't have to keep it Italian.
You don't have to. I mean.
Well.
But Vinny Testaverde is a great answer.
Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde. Probably he may learn know how to play.
He might, or he might not even know what Scopa is.
Vinny, if you're watching this podcast,
yeah, right?
hit us up on Instagram or on TikTok.
Yeah, Sunday, Vinny.
You want to be on the podcast, Vinny?
We know you're not doing anything on
Honestly,
Sunday.
Honestly, I'm gonna probably get a lot of shit for this, but I'm going to step away from the Italians, and I'll go with Brady. I'll take Brady.
Brady didn't play for New York.
Oh, you said New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brady only played for the team New York put to sleep twice.
That's true.
I mean, how do you not go with, you know...
Sorry, Tom, 18-1.
How do you not go with a two-time Super Bowl champion, Eli Manning?
Right.
That's who I was going to... I mean, I'm a diehard Giants fan.
I didn't hear him say New York.
He's the GOAT of quarterbacks, but Eli Manning put him to sleep twice.
He did. That's facts. That's facts. But that was
one of the greatest moments.
No
of my
one's going to show up to my show at game. The Cabot Theater at the Cabot Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts now because I said Eli put Tom Brady to sleep
twice.
Right. At least I didn't say anything bad about Bill Belichick.
Ooh.
The hood.
Cooge has met hundreds of people. Like you know, like Drake even like DMs him from like what I hear. But the one person I was jealous he ever met out of the girls and everything was Eli Manning.
That's right. He met Eli Manning.
So
right,
jealous.
That's right. I saw that video.
He's really good friends with Daniel Jones too now, right?
That's insane to me. That's so fucking cool.
That is cool. That is
right. Cool. Right. So we got to talk about this. I wore pants today. Now, right. Mind you, it is 100 degrees in New York right now.
It is. Actually, it, 102 Astoria.
102 today in Astoria. I brought pants. I was wearing shorts earlier today because it's hot as balls outside.
Yeah.
I brought pants because we were seeing you tonight. Because I've never seen you in a pair of shorts. I've never seen you in a pair of shorts. I've never seen you in a pair of sneakers. You are one of the most sharply dressed individuals on social media right now.
Well, that's, have you that's ever true. Seen have you seen his TikTok videos when he's in the pool with his son?
No.
He's got pants in it.
That's the only time you'll see me in shorts, maybe, or a pair of sneakers. But if you go back in time, when Biagio knew me when I was a teenager, that's how I dressed when I was a kid.
Always. Always dressed in
always the sharp.
Ninth. Yeah.
And was that because you were, you know, aspiring towards something, or was just your image?
I actually was raised to be dressed nice, always dressed nice by my grandfather. But unknown to me, on my mother's side, always dressed to the nines. Even to come over for our house for Sunday dinner, he would wear a suit and tie.
Yeah.
He was the most sharpest, good-looking man that I still admire to this day. In fact, I put a tattoo on my arm when him and my grandmother got married.
Oh, wow.
And that's how much I admire him. And he always dressed to the nines.
He looks sharp even in that.
Yeah, he does.
Look, he's got a tie on and everything.
And that's how I learned how to dress. I learned how to dress from my grandfather, and I kept it to this day. And I even teach my son now, when he goes to school, comb your hair and put nice clothes on.
Of course.
You know? Like, that's like my father. My father's always dressed up.
He always had a fedora from
my father had always, birth. I mean, especially in the winter, he's always in a fedora, like an overcoat, you know, always dressed with slacks.
Right.
You know, hardly ever wears jeans. I mean, we bought him sweatpants when he had surgery, and he hated them because I was like, you're not going anywhere. You're home. Right. You can't go nowhere. You're staying here. He's like, there's no reason. He's like, no, I don't feel dressed properly. Like, you can't wear a slack.
When you dress well, you feel good about yourself. You know, you walk with a different confidence, I think. You walk with a swagger.
Yeah.
You know, you have so much effortless swagger. I think a lot of it comes from just the fact that the first impression of you is, look at this guy so sharp, you know, clean.
I usually get that. I usually say, oh, Joe, you're overdressed. Joe, we're going over here. We're going to this restaurant. Why are you wearing a suit? Or why are you wearing this? That's how I am. It's not because I want to show off or press anybody. It's just the way I was taught to dress.
Don't you think it's better to be overdressed than underdressed?
Always, 100%.
Always.
100%.
I want to be like that. I want to get up early, you know, comb my hair. You know what I mean?
I would love to comb my hair in the morning. I mean, but the truth of the matter is, you know, I own a bakery, a coffee shop. If I come dressed...
You're going to get
filthy. Oh, yeah, no.
No, not only get filthy, you get dressed. It's like, oh, yeah, look at a gangster. Look at him. So it's like, so what do? You know, Fortune Auto Apparel, you know, available online through our website.
It's hard work running a bakery.
It's a lot of, you know,
a lot of running around, a lot of up and down.
Yes, I mean, there's, you know, hot, cold ovens.
Right.
I've seen him in action. Degrees. I mean, I would pass out if I was doing half what he was doing.
It's 102 degrees outside. What do you think it is in the room with the ovens?
Oh yeah, so the oven room has no air conditioning. The other rooms have air conditioning.
Right.
So I mean, it's hard. I mean,
yeah. If you wore a suit, it'd be a rag at the end of the day.
Oh yeah.
Plus, I don't think it's the right environment for it.
No.
At that point, you know.
But when it's the occasional wedding, you know, funeral, you break out the suit.
100%. You know, you feel so much.
But are you like our friend over here? Are you very meticulous about when you do put on a suit? Is there like a, you know, are you a French cuffs guy? Are you
I love cufflinks.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yes.
I didn't know that about you.
See, there's a lot of things.
See, this is why cufflinks. We're doing this.
I got I'm a big watch guy.
Yeah.
That I knew.
I have cufflinks that have watch movements.
Cool.
On them, I have a Rolex crown cufflinks that I love.
Very cool.
You know, I mean, something like that. I think it's the little things that just stick out.
Right.
That and tie clips.
Yeah, nice tie clip.
Nice tie clip. Hold you.
Going away. Not a lot of people wear tie clips anymore.
Oh yeah, that's the thing.
And it's a great accessory.
Yeah,
you know, I have my grandfather gave me one with a ruby on it, and I keep it in my truck. It's on my rosary bead.
That
stays there all the time.
That's great.
You know, but I mean, something about put together just makes you feel better.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus, this day and age, nobody really does it anymore.
No. And
people suck now. Sorry, I mean, I'm
very they it's a different generation. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, today's generation.
There's also a different style of suit.
Yeah.
Get canceled.
It's weird. Like, my wife's in fashion.
Yeah.
And she's always, you know, she's like, oh, you should try it. I'm like, I'm not that person. Like, I don't want to stand out. I like to just go about my business and just float in.
But you have such a magnetic personality. How do you manage all that?
Behind the camera.
Behind the counter.
Some people seem to think it's not really true, you know. But who knows?
We were talking before about TikTok notoriety and how nowadays it's a little different for you. People are coming up to you. Biagio recently had a career day at his daughter's school, right? And I remember when I was in school, a friend of mine, Joe Corello, his dad, Anthony, was a highway cop in Nassau County. And we were all obsessed, like, show us your gun and all this. And you're at your daughter's career day at school, and there's a cop, and there's there's all the regular jobs. And it's not even like the kids are asking you about pastry.
Nope.
They're asking you about TikTok.
Tell me you're joking.
You want to know about TikTok.
Tell me this.
So my daughter had a career day. Parents and we went there, so we did cannolis. Everybody had their own cannoli. They had their own bag. They filled it. So we do field trips for schools. So a lot of kids, they love coming. They come on a cannoli day. They watch it being made. We teach them how to do it. They ask questions. They tie it.
How many of them get sent here with a shopping list?
You know what? They're pretty good about it because they make their own and then they take it home. And then you have some people who are just weird.
Well, I mean, their parents find out they're going to Fortunato Brothers, you know.
They have a lot of things. A lot of parents come to that.
Here's $20. Pick up a box of this.
See if you get anything to come home with us.
Yeah.
So we're at the school and we're doing the cannoli thing. So we showed them a video. And one of the parents there is a cop at a fire department. And they're like totally obsessed with the fact that I see you on TikTok. I follow you guys on TikTok. You know, can we do this? Can we show you? Can you do this? And it's like, there, this is it. I mean, this day and age. I mean, my daughter's, 4 and 8, and they're obsessed with the phone. You know, and they watch daddy's TikToks. They watch this. They watch
YouTube.
YouTube. You know, YouTube is big. They learn. And it's like, I think if you monitor...
Follow them at Fortunato Brothers, by the way.
Yeah. Fortunato Bros NYC.
That's right.
I think that anything that, in moderation is fine. You know, I mean, especially what they're learning. I mean, I see them learning, different things. I mean, and we try to keep it educational. And they learn, math and stuff like that and languages and different languages and Italian and everything like that. And they pick it up because it's
stuff
so...
Stuff we never had growing up.
This is the
generation that has everything at their fingertips.
We never had
You're right.
That.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having Google in school? Imagine having that.
Hey, Siri, where's the Pokemon? Yeah,
how about this?
What's the quadratic
formula? Oh, look, my phone woke up when he said that.
It's crazy. This world that we live in now, it's crazy to raise kids in.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is.
Joe, how old is your son?
My son's 9. He's only 10. His birthday is actually September 11th. Unique birthday he has. And he's 10 years old, and I still when I was his age, I used to go up the block to the store and buy cigarettes for my father and stuff like that. You can't do that nowadays. I wouldn't let him go off the block.
No, because they get robbed because cigarettes are probably $30 a fucking pack now.
So it's like, it is a different time,
There's too many psychopaths out there, though.
They really are.
Yeah, how about this? I live 10 minutes away from a serial killer. Like, I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
My aunt lived 3 minutes away. It's crazy. Like, everyone's
kind of... Anthony, they had it.
We're sitting across from one.
Yeah. See how he's looking at us?
Brent.
Put that guy back in the freezer.
Horsey.
So, obviously, it's a different world now. Let's talk about this, and then I want to get to your TikTok explosion.
Oh.
You being... At this location now with your family your family's been here for 45 years, something like
47,
that?
47, yeah.
47 years. Wow. Old school, family-run business. There's a lot of things that you do a certain way, and, there's a whole new there's a whole new field of employees out there. You're constantly teaching new people the ropes. And Joe, you're now out in the public eye, and there's, people... younger and younger who are looking up to you. What is it like for you guys living in this changing world and kind of being, I don't want to say relics, because you guys aren't old. You guys are in your 30s, 40s,
40s.
You guys aren't old, but how does it feel like watching the world transform in front of you and kind of trying to hold back on to,
I feel old.
Those old school mentality.
I feel old too. I feel old too. I mean... Well, not that we are really old, but we do feel. I mean, look, the days of the days of the beepers. It's like a lifetime ago. You know, I mean, it's a whole different animal. Like my son's school, everybody knows who I am. They all, that's Big Joe's son. It's just crazy. And
guy from TikTok,
the TikTok guy, Big Joe. I might get recognized in the oddest places. I mean, I get recognized all over the place.
Right.
I got recognized. I'll tell you this funny story on the Whitestone Bridge. I got recognized on the Whitestone Bridge by a transit cop.
On the bridge.
Now this is what happened. I don't know what it was, a wind advisory. They were pushing trucks off to the side of the service road because they couldn't cross the bridge. Now
right.
It pulls five lanes into one. I'm sitting there for about 2.5 hours.
You're talking about the Clearview.
No, I'm coming from home from the Bronx. I'm in the Bronx now.
Oh, so you're okay. All right.
On the Whitestone.
Whitestone.
Okay. So I'm sitting there in traffic for about 2 hours. I'm dead stopped, right? The five lanes turn into one. I'm gonna curse somebody out. I really feel bad, but someone at the end of this line, whoever's causing this traffic, is going to get cursed out, right?
And as someone who spends a lot of time in the car myself, I understand the frustration.
Right. I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm getting frustrated. I want to go home. Tired. You know, it's rush hour. And I still have to go to Astoria. So we get down to the one lane. And there's this one cop just pushing trucks over and making a big mess. I roll my window down. Fucking rent-a-cop, transit-cop. I says, you know how much fucking traffic you're causing? You know what you're doing back there? Is it necessary to close all fucking four lanes? He turns around to me and goes, hey, Big Joe, relax.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know this cop from a hole in the wall. Knew who I was, my name.
Wow.
I just scrolled like this, rolled up my window, just drove off.
Oh, my God.
You know, when the cops start recognizing you, I don't know.
So that's like a moment where you felt like you lost your anonymity.
It was just, I had to laugh because I didn't know what else to say. It was funny.
Dude, traffic is insane around here. I mean,
tell me about your commute going insane. Home.
I live 8 miles and it takes me an hour.
Yeah. That's insane.
So we're talking about moving to Long Island.
Right.
And she's like, oh, are you crazy? She's like, you know how much traffic, to get to Long Island back and forth. And I said, what's the difference? It takes us an hour to go 8 miles.
Right.
You know, what's the difference if we go to Long Island and it takes us...
Because there's no highway from here to Middle Village. You guys are Howard Beach. There's no highway from here to Howard Beach.
No, there isn't. You take Cross Bay Boulevard, you take whatever.
Imagine the BQE to the Belt and all that.
Forget about it.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, that'll take an hour and a half.
Right.
Yeah. So to go 8 miles, what's the difference? But you go to places, North Shore or South Shore, you're 30 miles away,
right.
And it takes you an hour and a half. What's the difference?
It doesn't make sense to me sometimes.
It really doesn't.
You hit traffic on the LIE.
But then there's traffic that just forms out of nowhere.
Yes.
And you don't know why you get there and why was all this traffic?
That's called the Bell Parkway.
Emerge. It's always emerge.
Emerge. They say emerge, yeah.
Emerge will ruin your fucking day in New York City. For some reason, people don't understand how emerge works. You go, then I go.
I agree.
Then he goes, then they go.
No, because everybody's in a rush. So they want to
They
go
get 2 inches from the bumper.
They gotta cut you off so you can't squeeze
it. And then you give them the look, they give you the look back, then you have words and then it gets out of control.
So you talk about moving out to Long Island.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of hang ups about moving out to Long Island.
Like what, so?
So a lot of people moved out of the city recently.
Yeah.
Because of, high crime and this and that. But then a lot of people who remain in the city, and I come back to the city pretty often. I'm like, is it really that bad? Is it really bad enough to leave? Like, nah, we're New Yorkers. We're tough.
Right.
A lot of people say, listen, we made it through the late 80s, early 90s when 42nd Street was a brothel.
Yeah, but it didn't take you 3 hours to go to 42nd Street.
That's right. That's true. What do you think about moving out to Long Island, Joe?
I love Long Island. In fact, I grew up, my grandparents had a house in Bayport. All my life.
By the way, that's back when Bayport was the country.
Yes.
Yes.
We lived right on the water. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I have great memories. Now, I'm not sure. I don't know. The commute will kill me. Even though I go to the Bronx every day, so the commute is just as bad.
Right. That's not great.
But
it's not ideal.
In the Bronx, would you move to like New Rochelle? Or, Mamaroneck?
Mamaroneck.
It's nice too.
We got friends who live all the way up in Armonk.
Really?
And they love it.
They're all beautiful areas, but I don't know if I would put that. I born and raised in Astoria.
I think if you live up there and you work up there and you don't have to come here,
that's different.
It's golden.
Oh, yeah.
Different. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Sure.
Like I said, I'd move to Suffolk County. I don't care. I'd move out.
My parents
if I could
out
stay
Suffolk
out
Suffolk County,
there,
way
yeah.
out
if
in
I could
Suffolk
stay out
County.
There, yeah.
My parents are in East Mauritius.
Nice.
Way out.
Wow, that's way out. Yeah, that's
way out.
That's way
and
out.
They love it. They got a nice place out there. They go out there, nice weekends out there. It's
that is nice.
It's beautiful.
I looked at a house at St. James. My wife was like, "You crazy?"
St. James, Saint
bar. James is like, is really really nice.
I said, why? I was like, "It's only an extra 40 minutes."
Imagine taking a parkway all the way to the end. That's nice. What you do to get to St. James. You get on the Northern State. You don't get off of it. You go until it becomes traffic lights.
Yeah,
that's like going to Sunken Metal.
Yeah, like Sunken Metal. Like,
okay.
But instead of ending at the park, you're ending where you live.
Yeah. Nah, that's nice. That's nice. That's nice.
I'm officially in suburbia.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, to wrap this up, what's your prediction for the Scopa tournament? Are you guys going to repeat?
Pain. No. Yes, definitely.
So grand suite.
Yeah, we're going to run it back.
We're going to run it back.
You guys
they're
didn't
not, they're not lose saying, the game. They're not time. Saying don't even try. Like,
no.
Don't even show up because they're going to sweep it. You know, if you come, at least you're going to learn something.
Yes.
They're gonna teach you a thing or two.
It's gonna be a good time. I know we have someone we have to call out. We've been talking a lot.
Should we
shit.
Try to
yes.
get him on the phone?
I mean, if you could try to get him on the phone.
Last ditch effort.
I'm gonna try.
I will tell you who's been talking a little more smack about this tournament, and it happens to be Anthony Rodilla. Says he's gonna wipe the floor with us, big.
Let's give it a shot.
An old padre.
He's very admirated.
Delhi.
Anthony.
What's up, you skinny fuck?
Can I put you on the spot really quickly, you beautiful man?
Yeah, what's up?
I have Biagio and Joe Gambino here. I'm with the Anthony Sharada. We're talking about the Scopa tournament coming up, and we hear that there is a lot of
shit talk.
Yeah. So we wanted to call you. We wanted to see what your take is on all this.
I don't shit talk about Scopa. I mean, you know, it's like not a topic of mine to shit talk about. But I am bringing in a fucking foreigner because they told me you weren't available. So I got my father as my partner.
Wow, that's
so. I don't know if we're winning, but there's going to be a lot of fucking tables broken because no matter what he throws down, they're set.
How's your hand, by the way?
What?
How's your hand?
My hand fucking hurts, dude. I'm not built for that. I don't play enough Scopa to fucking slam my fist on a table,
especially a metal table. Anthony, come on.
I know. It was a bad decision on my part, but
you,
I made several bad
decisions. Are you physically
ready
for this on Sunday, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm doing push-ups for a fucking Scopa tournament. What do you mean physically ready? Yeah, I've been shuffling cards at night all day.
Trying to get his fingers ready.
Are you coming by, Sal? You're not going to be around.
I'm not going to be around, unfortunately. I'm going to be coming back from D.C.
Yeah, honestly, I don't want to fucking, I don't want to make you feel bad, but you were a nicer kid when you were fat. I just
want to
put that out there.
You're a
skinny dick.
Skinny dick. I love you, Anthony.
Oh, that's awesome.
You should do one of your shows wearing your old suit.
Right, like it'll look like I'm in my father's clothes. It'll be amazing.
It'll look like you're in the Italian version of the movie Big.
Look, it's a Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
My God.
Yeah, let me know when you're home. Do I want to get lunch or dinner or something?
Let's make a tentative date on Tuesday.
All right, you got it, dude. I'm good.
I'll see
I'm
you
good
Tuesday.
All right, brother.
Love you, pal.
You can tell him how you lost.
So there it is. Anthony Rodilla is bringing his father. His off the boat father.
That's fine.
Be, some old
there's a lot of old off the boats there. Yeah.
Right, we got Rocco Sacramone.
We have Sal off the boat.
Sal off the boat.
If I really wanted to throw a wrench in the tournament, I'll bring my nono.
Old wow,
that's
you're all in trouble then.
We really got a lot to look forward to for Sunday. We really do.
It's gonna be a big to do.
Cameo.
I think we need a follow up, a part two of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we got to see what happened.
Yes.
The aftermath.
We can definitely do a part two.
Like the when Andy Cohen brings back all the housewives, like after the whole season is over.
Right. Yeah.
That's exactly what it would be like.
That's exactly what it would be like. On that note,
yeah.
This has been a special edition of Breaking Bread, live from Fortunato Brothers, Breaking Schwoyadel. Thank you to our guest, Joe Gambino.
Pleasure.
Biagio.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Anthony Sharada for making me look good. And of course,
Lopez.
Greg Hyman behind the camera. Greg Heinrich.
G Money Hines.
G Money Hines on all social media.
Yes.
We love you.
Bye, Craig.
Take care, guys.
Yeah.